Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Well, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word. And today is the show for Friday, September the 9th. And we are going to be covering Bamidbar, that is the book of Numbers. Bamidbar means in the wilderness. Chapters 13 and 14. So let's just get right into it. And this is a long list of names, but they're going to be journeying out into the wilderness to spy out the land of Canaan. And this is an interesting little bit of history here, of our history, of what they found. And this gives you the list of names. This is chapter 13, verse 1. And spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, send you men that they may search 8446 the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel, of every tribe of their forefathers. You shall send a man, every one a leader among them. Verse 3, and sent Moshe from the wilderness of Paran, by the word of Yahweh, all men that were heads of the children of Israel, tribal leaders, in other words. And these were the names of the tribe of Reuben: Shammua, 8051, son of Zakur, 2139. Of the tribe of Shimeon, Shaphat, 8202, son of Chori, 2753. Verse 6. Of the tribe of Yehuda, Caleb, spelled with a K, K-A-L-E-B, 3612, son of Yefune, 3312. Very important man, remember that name. Verse 7, of the tribe of Issachar, Yigdal, 3008, son of Yosef, 3130. Okay. Verse 8. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, 1954, son of Nun, 5126. Now remember this man, Hoshea, will have his name changed to Yahshua, son of Nun. The same name that our Messiah had, Yahweh Saves. verse 9. Of the tribe of Binyamin, Palti 6406, son of Raphu 7505. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel 1427, son of Sodi 5476. Of the tribe of Yosef, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi 1426, son of Susi 5485. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel 5988, son of Gamali 1582. Verse 13, of the tribe of Asher, Sethur 5639, son of Mikael 4317. They call that Michael in English. Okay, Mikael. Verse 14. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nachbi 5147, son of Wophsi 2058. That's Wophsiy. They had some dandy names back then. Verse 15. Of the tribe of Gad, Geuel 1345, son of Machi 4352. Verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moshe sent to spy out, that's one word, 8446, the land. Verse 16. Here comes the name change. And Moshe called Hoshea, son of Nun, Yahshua 3091. And Yahshua means Yah is salvation. Yah saves. Verse 17. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way southward. 5045. That's Negev. That's the southern desert region, which would eventually become the territory of Yehuda. And go up upon the mountain. Verse 18. And look at the land, what it is, and the people that live there, whether they are strong, 2389, or weak, 7504, few, 4592, or many, 7227. Verse 19. And what the land is like that they live in, whether it is good, 2896, or bad, 7451, and what cities that they live in, whether in camps, 4264, or fortified cities, one word, 4013. Verse 20, and what the land is like, whether it is fertile, 8082, Orlean 7330. Whether there is wood in it at 6086 trees or not. And be you courageous 2388. And take of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe 1061. Grapes 6025. Verse 21. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Sin, T-S-I-N, 6790, to Rechob, 7340, as men enter into Hamath, 2574. Verse 22. So they went up southward and came to Hebron, 2275, where Achiman, 289, Sheshai, 8334, and Talmai, 8256, the children of Anak, that's A-N-A-Q, 6061, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Soan, T-S-O-A-N, 6814, in Mitzrayim. Now you reference verse 22 in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 10, and the book of Yahshua, which is Joshua, chapter 15, verse 14. Now these children of Anak were of the giants. They were really big, tall people, much bigger than normal people. Verse 23, and they came to the Wadi, which is a river bottom, basically where the water flows through, of Eshcol, 812, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster, 811, of grapes. And they carried it between two men upon a staff, 4132, and I have in italics here for connection purposes, they brought also of the pomegranates, 7416, and of the figs, 8384. Now, number 811, the cluster, is the root word for Eshcol, 812. Verse 24, the place was called the Wadi of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. It was a huge cluster of grapes. Okay. Verse 25, and they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Now, verse 25, you can reference the book of Yashar, that's Jasher in English, chapter 83, verse 36. There's lots of references in that book that clear things up. You need to get a copy. Verse 26, and they went and came to Moshe and to Aharon and to all the congregation of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, 6946 and brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Big fruit, very prolific, luscious stuff. Verse 27, and they reported 5608 to him and said, we came into the land where you sent us, and surely, 1571, that's gom, it means also, or surely, has several uses. It flows, 2100, with milk, 2461, and honey, 1706. And this is the fruit of it. So they showed them all this, the big cluster of grapes and the pomegranates and figs. Verse 28. Nevertheless, the people are strong, 5794, that live in the land, and the cities are walled, 1219, and very great. And also we saw the children of Anak there, these giants. Verse 29, the Amaleki, 6003, that is the Amalekites, live in the land of the south, 5045, that again is the Negev. And the Hitti, 2850, that's the Hittites. And the Yebusi, 2983, that's the Jebusites. They were the original inhabitants of what is called Jerusalem. It was originally called Yebus, after them. And the Emori, 5, 6, 7, that's the Amorites, live in the hill country. And the Kanani, 3, 6, 6, 9, live by the sea. And by a portion, 3027, that means by a hand, literally, but it's used as portion here, of the Jordan, 3383, that is called the Jordan River. The Jordan is how it's Yarden, not Jordan. Verse 30. And here's Caleb again. And Caleb stilled 2013 the people before Moshe and said, let us go up at once and possess it. 3423 can mean to dispossess as well, like the inhabitants would be dispossessed, because we are well able to overcome it. Now here, Caleb is trusting in Yahweh and his might. And he is strong in Yahweh. And here's the other side, verse 31. But the men that had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against those people, for they are stronger than us. Verse 32, and they brought up a bad report, that's one word, 1681, of the land which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eats up the inhabitants of it, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. 4060, one word, great stature, big people. Verse 33, and there we saw the Nephilim, 5803, the sons of Anak, of the Nephilim. These are the fallen ones from the word Nephal, which means to fall. And we were in our own eyes, 5869, as grasshoppers, 2284. And so we were in their eyes. These men were cowards. They did not trust in Yahweh. Only Caleb and Yahshua had faith enough in Yahweh to know he would be with them and cause them to prevail. Even after all the miracles Yahweh had done in their sight, they still doubted. In the next chapter, chapter 14, this is going to have severe consequences. And you can reference Bereshith, which is Genesis, chapter 6, verse 4, concerning these giants, quote, unquote. Okay? They're in the book of Genesis. This is very, very disappointing. Yahweh is going to be very angry. This is going to come down on these men and the people of Israel. Let's get into chapter 14. Verse 1. And rose up all the congregation and gave voice and wept, 105:8, the people that night. A little hit of water there. And grumbled, 3:8:8:5, against Moshe and against Aharon, all the children of Israel. And said to them, the whole congregation, oh that, that's one word in Hebrew, 3:8:6:3, oh that we had died in the land of Mitzrayim, or 1:7:6, in the wilderness, oh that we had died. Verse 3. And why has Yahweh brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should be a prey? 9:5:7. Would it not be better for us to return to Mitzrayim? Ugh. Continuing on, verse 4. And they said as one man to his kinsmen, let us make a leader, 7218, that's literally head, and let us return to Mitzrayim. What a bunch of rats. Cowardly, no faith in Yahweh, stubborn, stiff-necked, don't want to go through the effort. Let's fast forward to today. Look at the Israelite people of today. Not all of us. There's a lot of us that are like Caleb and Yahshua. We're ready to go for it, okay? There's a lot of us out there. The white nationalist. They've got courage, okay? But a lot of them miss the point that the ultimate white nation is going to be the kingdom of Yahweh. They're looking, a lot of them, for some man to lead them. That's not how it's going to come down. It's going to be Yeshua that leads. Because the time of Jacob's trouble is right now, and the tribulation will follow after that. And then Yeshua will return, and just, it'll be a bloodbath. We're going to have to go through some tough times, and we're commanded to occupy until he returns. And that's what we are trying to do. And here at EFR, we're trying to wake people up to that fact so they can prepare and we can survive what's coming. We're not just supposed to sit by and let these people kill us. Self-defense is scriptural. We're not supposed to go out and attack anybody, but if they come, bring it on. Okay? You gotta have the intestinal fortitude, and you have to be ready to fight. I'm fully aware of that, and I am not a pacifist by any means. I didn't go to prison for 13 years for being a pacifist, okay? Verse 5. Then fell Moshe and Aharon upon their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Verse 6. And Yeshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, of those that had searched the land, rent, in other words, tore up, 71:67, their garments, 8:9:9. That was a sign of anger and grief. And verse 6 here, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 83, verse 37. Verse 7, and spoke they to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land that we passed through and searched out is an exceedingly good land. Exceedingly is 3966 doubled. 3966, 3966. Meod, meod. Verse 8. If delights, 2654, in us, Yahweh, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Right there is their faith in Yahweh. Yahweh will fight for us if we are truly his people and are obedient to him and call on his name and trust in him. Verse 9, only do not rebel. 4775 against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land. Don't be afraid of these giants. They bleed like anybody else. Well, we shouldn't be afraid of the enemy's minions today, because they bleed like anybody else. They are not all powerful. Don't care what equipment they've got. They're people. They bleed. They can go down. If they have good weapons, well, take a couple of them down and take their weapons and pass them out. Back to this. Verse 9, for they are bread, 3899, for us. Their protection, 6738, has departed from them, and Yahweh is with us, fear them not. Same deal today. Their protection and their might is going to be removed from them, and we as Israelites must stand up on our hind legs like Israelites. We are a warrior race. Do not forget that. Well, here's the congregation. But said all the congregation, stone, 7275, that means to put to death by stoning, stone them with stones, 68. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting before all the children of Israel. Doesn't the majority of the people hate us for telling the truth and would gleefully stone us with stones for preaching the gospel of Yeshua and the kingdom of Yahweh? Well, here's what's going to happen to these people, and this is what's going to happen to the enemy today. Verse 11. And said Yahweh to Moshe, how long will this people reject, 5006, me? They're not rejecting Moshe and Aharon, they're rejecting Yahweh. Well, don't most of our people reject Yahweh today? They do, don't they? They certainly do. They praise the Lord. And they want to break all of Yahweh's laws. They want to mix race. They want to make us mix race. They want us to be impure. They want us to like pornography. They want us to accept child molesters. They want us to accept homosexuals. Everything that Yahweh is against, they're for. And a lot of these people are our own people. Our own. Scripture says a man's greatest enemy will be of his own house. Back to verse 11. How long will this people reject me? Yahweh speaking. And how long will it be until they believe me? 539, believe. For all the signs, 226, which I have showed them. Really? Parting of the Sea of the Reeds, all the miracles in Egypt, just on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Well, this is what he's saying to Moshe. Verse 12, I will smite them. 5221. To smite means to kill. Okay. I will smite them with the pestilence. 1698. And disinherit them. 3423. Again, to dispossess or disinherit, as well as to possess or inherit. They can be used either way. And will make of you, speaking to Moshe, a nation, 1471, greater, 1419, and mightier, 6099, than them. Now, Moshe is an old man at this point. And I guess Yahweh was getting ready to make him young again and get him a bunch of women, and he was just going to father his own nation. Well, Moshe had pity and cared about the people of Israel. So in verse 13, and said Moshe to Yahweh, then shall hear the Mitzrayim, because you brought this people up in your might, 3581 from among them. Verse 14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that you, Yahweh, are among this people, that you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them by day in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Verse 15. Now if you shall kill 4191, this people as one man, then the nations, 1471, which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, verse 16, because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slaughtered, 7819, them. Verse 17. At this time, 6258, that's one word. Make great, 1431, that's one word. Please, 4994, the power, 3581, of Yahweh, according as you have spoken, saying, Yahweh is slow to anger. That's 750, 639. Now, slow to anger literally means long of nose, because anger is when you get hot and your nose gets hot and you're breathing hard and you're snorting and you're ready to just tear something apart. The nose is used as a word for anger. Okay? Yahweh is slow to anger and of great, 7227, mercy, 2617. Bearing, 5375, lifting up, literally, iniquity, 5771, and rebellion, 6588, not 3808, forbearing punishment, 5352, doubled. Visiting, 6485, the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third, 8029, and fourth, 7256. And I put generation in here in italics because it's not into the Hebrew. Now, verses 13 through 19, you can reference Exodus 32. Verses 11 through 14. And in verse 17, the name Yahweh was altered by the scribes to 136, Adonai. I have restored it to its rightful place here. I removed Adonai and reinserted Yahweh because that is in the original text. And in verse 18, which I just read, you can reference Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. 7256, the fourth, implies generation. That's an implication there. That's why I inserted it in italics in the text. But it is not in the Hebrew, because it's implied by 7256. verse 19. Pardon, 5545. I beg you, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your mercy, and as you have carried this people from Mitzrayim until now. Moshe is appealing to Yahweh for the sake of his great name, which he is very jealous of. This imprecation, this prayer worked. Yahweh's going to relent. He has done all these things, but he is angry. And this is what's going to happen. Verse 20. And said Yahweh, actually, verses 21 through 23 reference Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18. Verse 20. I have pardoned according to your words. But indeed, 199. As I live, all the land, 776, shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. 22, because all those who have seen my glory and my signs, 226, which I did in Mitzrayim and in the wilderness, and have tested, 5254, have tested me now these 10 times and have not heard my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their forefathers, neither shall any of them that rejected me see it. Verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because, 6118, he had another spirit, 7307, with, 5973, him fully, 4390, followed me. I will bring him into the land that he went into, and his seed line shall possess it. He's faithful. Him and Yahshua, the only two out of that bunch that went in there. Verse 25. Now the Amaleki and the Canaani lived in the valley. Verse 25. Tomorrow you turn, 6437, and go forth into the wilderness by the way of the sea, 3220, of reeds, 5488. He's turning them away from their enemies. Okay. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, 27, how long, 5704-4970, shall I bear with this evil congregation, which grumble, 3885, against me? I have heard the grumblings, 8519, of the children of Israel, which they grumble, 3885, against me. Verse 28, say to them, as I live, declares Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Verse 29, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. and all that were mustered of you, all of your number, 4557, from 20 years old and upward, which have grumbled against me. Now, verse 24, you can reference the book of Joshua, Joshua 14, 9 through 12. And verse 29, which I just read, you can reference Hebrews 3, 17. Verse 30, indeed, you shall not come into the land I swore, 5375. That means to lift up. I swore by my hand, unto the land I lifted up by my hand to make you dwell in, 7931, one word, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. Verse 31, but your little ones, 2945, which you said would be a prey, 957, them I will bring in. And they shall know the land which you have despised, 3988. But you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. Your children shall be shepherds, this is verse 33, in the wilderness, 40 years, 705, 40 years, and bear, 5375, your unfaithfulness, 2184, until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. Consumed is 8552, completed. As in a bad sense, in verse 33, verse 29, I gave that. Verse 33, you can reference Acts chapter 7, verse 36. Verse 34, after the number of days in which you searched the land, 40 days, each day for a year, you shall bear your iniquities, 40 years. And you shall know my opposition. 8569. Verse 35. I, Yahweh, have spoken. I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Verse 36, and the man which Moshe sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to grumble against him by bringing up a slander upon 1681 for slander upon the land. Those men that brought a bad report upon the land died by the plague before Yahweh. Right there he killed them. Plague is 4046. Verse 38, but Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, of the men that went to search the land, lived. Verse 39, and Moshe told these things to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned, 56, greatly. O ye of little faith, this is what you get. Verse 40, and they rose up early in the morning to go up to the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we will go up to the place of which Yahweh has spoken, for we have sinned. Verse 41. And Moshe said, Why do you now transgress the word of Yahweh? But it shall not succeed. 6:4-7:3. Yahweh had told them their punishment, and that he was going to withdraw himself. They didn't want to listen. Verse 42, Do not go up, because Yahweh is not among you, that you not be smitten by your hated enemies. That's 3:41. Hated enemies is a stronger hating, and it has racial and tribal connotations. Verse 43, Because the Amaleki and Kanani are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away, 7:7-2:5, from following, 3:10, Yahweh. Therefore, Yahweh will not be with you. Here we go, verse 44. But they presumed, 6:0-7:5, to go up to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moshe did not leave from the midst of the camp. Verse 45, Then the Amaleki came down, and the Kanani which lived upon that mountain, and smote them, and battered them, 3:8-0:7, unto Hormah. They didn't listen. They didn't listen. Now let's fast forward to the time of the tribulation, brothers and sisters. We must occupy until the end through the tribulation. You're not going to be raptured out. That is false doctrine. Those of us that survive, that do not lose our faith, and stay true to Yahweh, will receive His blessings. Those of us who do lose faith and capitulate, take the mark of the beast, submit to the Babylonian system. Remember what Yahshua said. He who loves his life, meaning his way of life here in this Babylonian land with all its little perks and gewgaws and technology and toys, he who loves his life and would seek to preserve that rather than following Yahweh, he who loves his life shall lose it. But he who loses his life, not necessarily gets killed, but lets go all these material nonsense things and will not submit to the beast system, they will find their life, eternal life. This is only a testing ground. This is not our final habitation. These bodies break down with age and disease and injury. And we can only stay in them so long till they fall apart. The bodies we will receive that are promised to us from Yahshua and Yahweh will be eternal, perfect, incorruptible, indestructible bodies. Those of us that are true to Yahweh will receive them. This is a gift and a blessing, even though we have gone into apostasy as a nation. The remnant is now coming out of Israel and is standing up strong and saying, "Praise Yahweh." A lot of the listeners out on EFR. I'm preaching to the choir mostly. I understand this. But they love the word and they love the readings. They like to hear this because of the explanations which Yahweh has shown me. But there are those that they have told about this that are new that come in and listen and learn, and their eyes can be opened by the planting of the seed of the word. If we are claiming to be Israel, we must truly be Israel. We must live as Israel is commanded to live by our Father Yahweh. He has given us the guidelines. There's a lot of things that we ignore these days. A lot of people go to church on Sunday and don't keep the feasts. A lot of people eat pork. Very few men wear a four-cornered garment with tzitzit on the corners. I am one of them that do wear this garment every day because it's a commandment. It sets us apart. It is a sign. We cannot be afraid to be different and to show ourselves as Israelites. We cannot lose our courage. We must trust in Yahweh and be Israelites. We must stand up and say, "No, I'm not going to eat those pork chops. I'm sorry. I'm not going to cook my food on your grill because you cook pork on it. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that because the Bible speaks against it. And I must obey the scriptures before men." That's how it is. We must have courage, even if it is inconvenient and costs us something. Your reward in heaven will make up for that. Your reward in the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're not going there. It's coming here. It's starting to be here now. We know the laws. Time to stand up. Time to obey. Time to change our lives. If we truly believe, then we must act on our belief. Well, that ends chapter 14. We're going to get into chapter 15 on Monday, the Shabbat. September 12th, that's the Sabbath day. I keep the solar calendar. Some do, some don't. We'll get into that another time. There's lots of debates about that on EFR. We've got all kinds of posts about that. But I will say Shalom Aleichem. That means peace be unto you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will speak to you again on Monday. This is Pastor Steve, and I'm signing out.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the